We're going to do meta now, and we are going to include, we're going to do four different people that we're going to offer to, beings, doesn't have to be a person. And we are going to move from the easy to the more difficult. We will touch on the difficult person, and it probably will be hard. It will probably bring up some uncomfortable feelings. And so just to remember that we're trying to also promote friendliness towards our practice, not just towards these people. So when, you know, non-meta-like, unwholesome things come up, we still want to be friendly to that. It's okay. And I like Ruth King's description of the three characteristics. You know, it's no wonder we might have aversive feelings, because the three characteristics of all phenomena are anicca, dukkha, anatta. And she calls them anicca, not permanent, dukkha, not perfect, and anatta, not personal. So not permanent, not perfect, not personal. So as we practice today, we ourselves, you know, are part of the phenomena. We're not permanent. We're not perfect. We shouldn't take our behavior personally. And for others too, you know, what we see in them in any given moment is not permanent. They're not perfect and personal. Trying to think how that works. They're a human being. They're a being just like us. Let's not add a lot of layers to it. So with that, with those caveats, we'll begin our meditation. And and let's see. I'm going to move ahead here. Let's see. So the way the meta is going to work, I want you to know that you will be having a break, a 10-minute break, and you will be at 10:30, and you will be doing walking meditation after this guided meditation. So you will have a chance to move around after this meditation. But if you'd like to stretch right now, why don't you take a minute to just stand up and stretch. Okay, that's a minute. Let's see, I'm going to get a view here. Most people are here. Yeah. Okay, so The meditation will be about 20 minutes. We'll start with opening our hearts to connect to our intention of goodwill and friendliness. And then I'll offer some meta phrases, which you can repeat to yourself or just hear. Some of you are quite experienced with meta already and can let my words recede into the background. The most important thing is that you relax and not judge whether you're doing it right or well. And you might imagine a field of metta that you're cultivating over the course of the meditation. And watching it grow. And so let's begin. So we'll begin by finding our position for our sit, which with metta, one should be as comfortable as possible, but still aware. So you can, you know, prop yourself with pillows. You can lie down if you'd like. You want to be kind to yourself. And you want to be relaxed. So we'll start by breathing in and breathing out. Relax, release. Know that we have arrived here at this moment, in this place, with an intention to offer from our hearts goodwill, kindness, friendliness to ourselves and to others. We want to make sure that we are okay, starting with our head. There might be tension we need to release around the eyes or the forehead. Take a moment to do that. Our jaws can sometimes hold tension. If you feel that, let that go. Shoulders. See if you can add extra release there. Chest. Moving down to the belly. Softening. Connecting with kindness to our body. Kindness to any tension or pain that remains. That's okay. And now our mind. We want our mind relaxed too. So breathing in, relaxing our mind. Breathing out, releasing, letting go of any agenda we have for this sit, any agenda for the day long. Releasing any busyness left over from the morning. Remembering that we don't have to change anything. We don't have to get rid of anything. We don't have to fix anything. Our intention is to strengthen the natural generosity of our heart, not make things happen out there. Turn your attention to your physical heart center. Now, as we begin our practice, if you want, you can put your hand on your heart or just be with that spot, that heart center. And reflecting on the whole meditation, thinking, may I hold with kindness whatever comes up in the mind and body as I meditate with metta this morning. If it is easy for you to start with yourself, join me in doing that. If it is more comfortable to start with another being, you may do that. Whichever you choose, another being, bring that being in front of you. It should be someone who, some being who is easy for you to feel care for. If it's yourself, get a sense of yourself sitting here. Welcome and appreciate. You may think these phrases. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be at ease. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be at ease. Use the pronoun that works for you. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be at ease. And you may repeat those phrases or just the words to yourself. Safe, protected, healthy, happy, at ease. You might just have a felt sense or an image. If you can, just keep returning. You can let the words fade and just feel the metta in whatever form it takes. Remembering your intention as best you can. Now let that being rest in a field of metta. And we're going to move on to another being, a dear one, another being who's easier for you to connect to, easy for you to offer friendliness and goodwill from your heart. This can be, as I said, a friend, family, a benefactor, an animal friend, a spiritual being. Welcome them, appreciate them. See if you can connect to an image or a memory. I'll offer some phrases as before, and you can follow my lead or you can get creative. Make a visual offering or add color, light, movement. You may use fewer words, even one word. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be at ease. Safe, protected, happy, healthy, at ease. Now let the words taper off and in stillness feel the metta, however it arises for you in this moment. And let that being join the other in the field of metta that you're creating this morning. And now we'll bring a neutral person, a familiar stranger. This should be someone you feel safe with, someone you recognize but don't know much about. Could be someone you pass while walking in your neighborhood, like a mail carrier, cashier. Bring this person into your mind's eye, thinking, just like me, you want to be happy. Just like me, you want to be free from suffering. This is an opportunity to feel our common humanity with another. You can just repeat that phrase, just like me, you want to be happy. Just like me, you want to be free from suffering. Or you can choose any other phrase. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be happy just as you are. And we'll just see that familiar stranger for a minute. Offer connection to them in some way. Let those words fade. See if you notice any difference in attitude with this person who is a little more distant from you, a little less connected. And let them join the other two in the field of metta. And since we're running out of time, we're not going to be able to do the difficult person. But I just want to say that the difficult person is a very important person to at least be aware of who you don't want to offer metta to. And sometime at another retreat, you'll have experience, or you can just try this on your own. Start with someone who's not challenging, too challenging. Maybe they just have one characteristic that annoys you. And you feel some safety with that person. And you can put them at a safe distance when you offer them metta. And you can phrase it something like, as much as I can, I offer you goodwill. And just remember the Martin Luther King's words, within the best of us, there is some evil, and within the worst of us, there is some good. Hate is too heavy a burden to bear. May we all be held in kindness.